This is your classical break, a chance to take a step back and enjoy some great music in the middle of a busy day. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're continuing with Chopin's second piano sonata, known as the Funeral March Sonata. It got its name from the third movement. The first theme is pretty famous as that da-dun, 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 funeral march. And this movement was actually the first one that Chopin wrote. He wrote it 2 years before the other three. So when you listen, keep in mind that what you heard yesterday, what you're going to hear today, it all came from this movement and this idea. And the movement starts out, it's very dreary. You can imagine the gray day, the funeral procession making its way to the graveyard, and those two chords that start out. And then right on top of them, there's that theme repeated like a church bell ringing in the air. And you can hear why it's been one of those go-to funeral pieces out there. But sometimes when you get a piece like this that everyone thinks that they've heard, it's amazing to go back and actually listen to it in its native habitat, so to speak. And remember yesterday, that back and forth that took place between the minor and the major, the light and the dark, that's here too. In fact, it happens almost immediately after that open theme. You can hear the contrast between these big major chords and tense minor chords. It's all tension and release, tension and release. And then a soft middle section, another one of those melodies that Chopin just does so well. I'm not going to say too much about that because I actually want to skip ahead to that final movement, which is weird, kind of unbelievable after all this. After the third movement ends right back where it began with that somber march, the finale is just this flurry of notes. It's really hard to hear anything in it. It's all disjointed. To me, it kind of brings to mind the scene in The Wizard of Oz where the house is flying around. It's an odd end. You don't get any big final anything. It's just notes everywhere. But in many ways, it's the perfect parallel to the second movement that we heard yesterday with the storms punching through. And it's an unconventional ending, definitely, to an unconventional piece. It's hard for people not to draw parallels between Chopin's life and his music. And for this piece especially, he was often sick. He ended up dying at the age of 39. This piece, when you think about all those bouts of illness that punctuated and interrupted his life, you can hear them here. Death was constantly around the corner, and even when things were looking good, it wasn't all that far off. And in many ways, he's the prototypical romantic artist, brilliant and yet troubled, and maybe at this point I'm going too far off the deep end. So here's Andreas Xenopoulos with the third and fourth movements of Chopin's second piano sonata. the final storm at the end of Chopin's second piano sonata. Anyone who's played, or in my case, more like tried to play the piano, knows how hard that last bit must be. Chopin himself was an extraordinary pianist and a showman, too. Apparently, all the Parisian ladies loved him, and he loved to play. He'd play for hours. Supposedly, the only way that you could get him to stop playing was to ask him to play his funeral march, and he would just get so wrapped up in the emotion of the piece that he'd have to stop. Thanks to Andreas Xenopoulos for putting that great rendition up on museopen.org. If you want, you can go there and download it. It's under a Creative Commons license. And he's got a Liszt piece up there as well that's really nice, definitely worth checking out. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to some waltzes. So get on your dancing shoes. See you then.